Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey there. Before we get going today, I want to give you guys a few discount codes for our products and our show sponsors. So please don't just zip through this. If you're listening to the podcast, we at Hardwick Life want to reward you for your loyalty. So take 25% off your order of any of our products at hardwick.life by using the code HardwickFF25. That's HardwickFF25. Because we consider you friends and family. That's FF. That's Hardwick FF25. And the website is hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but it's hardwick.life. In case you've missed it, we've lowered the price of that Lose Like a Lineman and Lose Like a Lady program all the way down to just $25. That's a one-time fee. It's not monthly. It's not recurring. And yes, because you listen to this podcast, that Hardwick FF25 code will take 25% more off of that. So if you want me to do the math for you, that's $18.75. And the Facebook support group is now $0. Why? Because I get a bigger kick out of seeing people reclaim their health and reclaim their lives than I do making money. So why not make it free, Nick? That's what you may ask. Because I do believe it has to sting a little bit in order for you to make it happen. If it's free, you're going to treat it like it's free, which means it's going to end up in the recycle bin. The psychological term for that would be called the opt-in. Also, thank you to the show sponsors and products that I've been using for years now. Bubs Naturals and Julian Bakery, both are tremendous products. I highly recommend them both. For 20% off of Bubs Naturals, use the code HARDWICK20 at BubsNaturals.com. And for 10% off of Julian Bakery, use code Nick Hardwick. That's just my name. Nick Hardwick at JulianBakery.com. And lastly, if you love this show and it benefits your life in any way at all, even if it's a tiny way, please rate and review us wherever you listen to the show. Something as simple as a 5-star rating, not asking too much, and a love this show, Jamie is the best, will help boost our rating so more people can see us. And who knows, maybe their life gets better too. Thank you, guys. Now let's get to the show. Hey guys, welcome into the Hardwick Life Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Hardwick. I wanted to share a couple of, I guess, mindset tips that I use, that I have used over the years to help me be successful, not only as a football player getting into that, but transitioning careers to becoming a broadcaster and then transitioning out of that in a new endeavor. This health and wellness coaching, which has been the last 2 years of my life, and it's actually been an absolute joy for me. So I wanted to share those. And I think no matter what you're starting, whether it's a health and wellness journey, a new career, a hobby, whatever, these mindset tips can potentially help you last longer and have more success. So I know the idea of starting something new, it can cause a ton of anxiety, whether it's trying to adopt a new healthy lifestyle, starting out on a new career, following a different passion, finding a new hobby or business venture. There are two important yet simple questions and one mindset that I've used that has allowed me to have some great success over the years. So 2 years ago, you know, I jumped out of the sports talk radio / broadcasting world. I was the Chargers color analyst, a highly coveted position. There's only 32 of them in the National Football League. And it seems like when you get one, you can hold it for 30 years. It's well-paying. And it's a lot of fun. If that's what you're into, that is one of the premier jobs that you can have. I was also a co-host of a morning sports talk radio show out in San Diego, and we happened to be for several years running a top 20 large market sports talk radio show for the AM. And I left those worlds to follow my passion of being a health and wellness coach, a nutrition and a fitness coach, whatever you want to call it, and really help others reclaim their health and reclaim their lives through better nutrition and smart exercise programming. I had no idea what I was getting into. I just knew I had a little bit of knowledge. I had a decent amount of experience and a drive to share information with others that could potentially help them feel the benefits of that shared lifestyle knowledge that I wanted to give. maybe you're one of those people that I've impacted in some positive way over the years. And if you are, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve you. It's really my pleasure. Honestly, I love seeing people have success just as much as I love seeing me have my own success. So thank you for the opportunity. I'm really, really grateful. Other than transitioning out of sports talk radio, another example of that would be in my former life, I walked onto the defending Big Ten champion Purdue football team. I had zero experience other than youth football. 3 years later, I was getting drafted with the third pick of the third round to go to the San Diego Chargers. 3 years after that, I made the Pro Bowl, and I had an 11-year career. So the blessing of my personality type is that I love a new challenge. I love adrenaline. I happen to run towards fear rather than away from it, and I'm very unafraid to fail. Of course, I've been blessed with enough confidence that I assume I'm always going to be successful, which really does help. I know that. And I believe part of this comes from how I came into the world. It's just who I am. It's your makeup a little bit. I'm lucky to have been the third kid in my family, and I think I just had to work to keep up, and failure was a part of it. I had an older brother who just beat me down, and I just worked to keep up with him. So I have to thank Matt for fighting off the headwind, and I gotta enjoy a lot of that because of being just where I was in my family. And the other part of it is through my own personal experiences. I believe that with a baseline of talent, a very strong commitment, dedication, and enough discipline, and enough really focused time, effort, and energy, achievement on virtually anything, as long as you meet those baseline requirements, it's just around the corner. So some ventures, yeah, they've taken me longer than others to succeed in. Some have a really shallow learning curve, or other fields that you were in previously, maybe they lent themselves nicely to this one, so you achieve success sooner. And other learning curves, well, they're quite steep. Like this online health and nutrition programming, it's pretty steep. There's a lot of things that go into it. So it's taken me longer, but it's still very fulfilling. I strongly believe this, though. I believe in following your passions. I believe in following your gut instincts. And I can't imagine where my life would be if I hadn't said yes to my friend Frank Avino in the Navy ROTC at Purdue University when he asked me, gosh, it was 21 years ago now, is that math right, to walk onto the Purdue football team. I didn't know it at the time, but I must have asked myself this question: what do I have to lose if I fail? The answer on that one, guys, was super easy. Other than little time that we set aside to train daily, which I would have been doing anyhow, just a different type of training, I would have lost absolutely nothing. I'll go back to being a Marine, which would have been an awesome adventure. And it turns out that things worked out, and I was very fortunate to meet again those baseline physical requirements and then use my dogged determination and high intelligence for a football player anyhow. And I carved out a nice 11-year NFL career. When I said yes to Frank, yeah, sure, I'll try to walk on with you, I didn't know what the hell was going to happen. I didn't know if I would make the team. I didn't know if I would ever play when I did make the team. I didn't even know what position I would play if I did make the team. I didn't know the techniques or assignments of whatever position it was going to be. I didn't think I would start if I did get any playing time. I didn't think I'd get drafted into the NFL if I did start. And it just keeps going, right? You get the idea. I didn't know what I didn't know. And honestly, that was a blessing. And the same could be said about my latest venture. If I knew everything that was required on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis to be successful as a nutrition and a fitness coach, I am pretty sure I would have just stayed with my broadcasting career. It was way easier. But I wouldn't have been nearly as happy or fulfilled as I am now. I wake up every single morning. I go to bed every single night with a deep excitement and a joy to learn more and to share more information. This isn't work for me. It's super fun. I love it. So if I would have known too much, I probably wouldn't have got in. And listen, you may be considering starting or have starting something new, and it doesn't really matter what it is, a career, a hobby, a lifestyle change. Thinking too far out and having too big of a plan can just be overwhelming. And you think of where you have to get from where you are now, that is going to cripple you. And many folks get caught in that paralysis by analysis mode before they even get started. And the typical questions would be, is this the best system? Is this the correct career path? Am I really capable of completing this journey and finding success? Right? All of the self-doubt questions, they're unavoidable. Like every other thought that randomly pops into your head throughout the day, just because that thought or that fear comes up, it doesn't mean you have to listen to it. And it doesn't even mean you have to answer those questions as they come to you. You do have to answer the risk assessment question of, what do I have to lose if I failed? I've got a little disclaimer up here that's like, hey, that was my risk assessment. If you're considering a new business or a career opportunity, hopefully you've got a more extensive risk assessment than the one that I have. I asked the same question when I left broadcasting, and thankfully for me, we didn't need the money because we had made good money through the NFL and had made solid decisions with that money. So the answer that I had to give was, what am I losing? It would be some time, and I wanted to really focus on my family and focus on the values that were important to us, and our decision was not financially driven. So I do understand if you're considering switching a career or doing whatever, part of that does have to be being responsible and making wise choices and decisions with your money. Fortunate for us, we got to make decisions based on our time and based on our values and really get to pursue our passions. And I understand not everybody gets to do that. So anyhow, if you answer the risk assessment question of what would I have to lose if I failed, and you pass that question and the answer is still, yeah, I'm willing to assume the risk, then the next question you have to answer is this important enough for me to take the next step? And when you answer yes, like I did 21 years ago when I was asked to walk onto the football team, or 2 years ago when I asked myself if I wanted coaching to be my new career, commit to taking that next step. Go for it. And start where you are. After all, there is no perfect place to start but where you are now. And I guess that's good because you can only begin where you are anyway. And no matter where you start, you're going to have to continue to learn, grow, change, adapt, acquire new skills. All of those things have to happen along the way anyhow. So starting where you are is perfectly fine. And remember this, if it's a lifestyle change you're after, it will be a lifelong learning process. You're going to learn an incredible amount and make great progress at times. And during those periods, you're going to be in the flow state, you're going to feel invincible, and you're going to have really found your groove. Ride that positive wave of momentum as hard and as long as you can, because it won't last forever. Trust me, it won't last forever, although it'd be nice if it did. At other times, your progress is going to stall. You're going to feel as if you're heading in the wrong direction. You're going to feel like you're wasting time. You may get confused. You may lose track of your goals. Self-doubt is going to begin to creep in. You're going to get distracted. You're going to think, did I make the right decision? Should I have just stayed doing what I was doing? I'm so uncomfortable. Can I go back? Am I ever going to be good enough at this? Those are all normal feelings and questions that you may ask yourself. Trust me, I've asked myself those countless times over the last several years, having left one successful career to try to forge off on my own and start something else. You ask yourself those questions. Ride the storm out. It's important during those tumultuous times to put your rain jacket on, pull your hood up, tuck your head down, and just keep moving and be ever determined to ride that storm out. So just like the good times, these slow or down times or confusing times, they're not going to last forever either. These are places that you're learning an incredible amount. And I think this has been the key to my success in life, is this. Everyone can work when things are going well. We used to refer to those kinds of people as front runners in the football world. You know, the players or teams that were playing really well and feeling really good and super positive when the game was easy, when they had the lead, or when they had a record that everybody else would want in the league. But most people, they struggle to show up and put out great effort when things aren't going their way, when they don't have the lead, when they aren't playing well, when the record isn't what you would want it to be. I believe for the long haul, successful people in this world, and it doesn't matter what field it is, the tough times are when the distance between you and your competition or your goals is shortened the most. Others are going to fall off, slide back. They won't show up to work. They're going to find excuses. They don't continue to grind. But if you do, and you move ever so surely forward, closing that gap, you're going to do it actually at a rapid pace because your goals and the competition that you're facing are coming down the hill while you're moving up the hill. Maybe you're moving slower than you want to, but that gap is shrinking because they're coming towards you and you are going towards them. So that's when you're gaining the most ground. In these tough times, that's where you gain the ground, and that's where your character is revealed. That's where your character is built. So I'd say this, when you're starting something new, plan for the long haul. Obviously, do the risk assessment and get started where you are. Plan for the long haul. Remember, if it's a lifestyle change you're after, it is a lifelong learning process. Keep an open mind. Stay dedicated to learning and growing along the way. And when that storm hits, and we know it's going to, just keep moving forward. I hope you got something out of that, guys. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. Have yourselves a hell of a day.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.